Today's Shir is Masechta Shabbos Daf Kuf Mem Zayin. We will begin on Daf Kuf Mem Vav Amud Beis at the Mishnah at the bottom of the Amud, 12 lines from the bottom. Teaches us the Mishnah. Noisnan Tafshel Toi Chabor. One may put something cooked into a pit that has no water. B'shvil Shloi Shomer, that it shouldn't get deteriorate because of the heat outdoors. Ves Hamayim Hayofim. Somebody could put good water that you could drink, beroim, and put a cup of it, a jar of it, into a pool of water that is not good, b'shvil sheyitzananu, in order that the good water should cool off. V'satzoinen b'chama, we may put cold water out in the sun, b'shvil sheyichamu, in order that they should get warmed up. For as we learned earlier in our Masechta, Daf Lamedtes Amud Aleph, that cooking in the sun is not considered cooking, and therefore something can be put out in the sun to be warmed up. We learned there you could cook b'chama, you cook in the sun, but you can't cook b'toldos chama. Toldos chama means something that got warmed up from the sun, and then you put a piece of material out in the sun and it gets hot, and then you'll put something on top of that piece of material. And as Rashi over there explained, the reason why cooking directly in the sun is permissible and cooking in toldos chama is not, because to cook in the sun, as we just said, was not the derech bishul. Since it wasn't the derech bishul, there is no issue in cooking that way. And therefore, Chazal weren't concerned that if we allow you to cook in the sun, you may come to cook in fire. However, cooking in toldos chama is much more similar to regular cooking. And Chazal were concerned that if we're going to allow you to cook in toldos chama, you may come to cook in a real fashion of cooking, which of course is also in Shabbos. Continues the Mishnah, Mishnah Nashu Kalev, Bederek B'mayim, somebody's walking and his garments fell into the water. Mahalach Behem, he could walk in them. He could continue walking them, even though they get dried off. V'enechoshesh, and nobody will be concerned that he washed them on Shabbos. That's why Rashi learns. The Rambam says the concern is that your clothing fell into the water. So the way Rashi's learning is somebody's walking, his clothing got wet, and he could continue walking, and we're not concerned that people will be concerned that he washed his clothing on Shabbos. The Rambam says it's talking about a case that his clothing fell into the water, and now he's allowed to put them on, even though it may be that people will think that he could come doing schita. And we're not concerned that people will say that he did schita. The Mishnah Berurah, however, in Siman Shin Aleph, Sif Kotten, Kuf Samach Beis, says that this heter of our Mishnah that allows you to walk out this way is only when you have no other clothing available. But if somebody has different clothing, he should not wear wet clothing, which, as we're learning, could come to question of schita, could come to question of baris ayin. And the Sharet Tzion says the reason the Mishnah Berurah paskens that way is because we learned that you're not allowed to take wet clothing on Shabbos, because we are concerned for schita. The Rama says there in Siman Shin Aleph Sif Mem Vav. So says the Sharet Tzion, it must be that the heter of our Mishnah is limited to a situation where you have no other clothing. Furthermore, says the Sharet Tzion, this limitation of the heter of our Mishnah is only to deliberately put on wet clothing. So don't put on wet clothing if you have dry clothing that you could put on. But let's say you're wearing clothing that got wet. There, the Sharet Tzion says we could be more lenient and allow you to continue walking with your wet clothing. Shaitcham b'chama. Now, you want to put out your clothing that got wet. You could put them out to the sun to dry. Avloy kenegar am, not where people could see. Do it in a private place where people don't see. Also, the Grub points out that when our Mishnah is allowing you to put out the clothing to dry, it's only against the sun, as long as there's no problem of marasayin. But if you're putting out your clothing next to the oven to dry, that might be more of an issue. There's also concern, which is not the case of our Mishnah, but let's say somebody's clothing got wet before Shabbos, so then there's another concern that we have to think about, and that is that the clothing may be muksa. Begins the Gemara. We learned in the Gemara we could put food in the bar in order that it should not get ruined. Pshita. Ask the Gemara, why should it be usur? Answers the Gemara. Madutayma, we would think that putting something into the bar, what you're going to do on the ground of the bar is smooth out the bottom of the ground. And therefore, madutayma nigzer mishimish vui gumais, we should say that it's prohibited because you may come to flatten out the floor of the ground, which, as we've discussed so many times, is usur. And Shabbos, kamash malon, that's why our Mishnah teaches us that Chazal were not concerned for that. We learned further, Samayim HaYofim may be put into the roim to cool off. Pshita, what's the reason it should be also? We're not cooking anything. Answers the Gemara, there is indeed no chiddush in that din. The chiddush is seifetz chalei. We learned further in the Mishnah, as it's said in Bechama, you could put cold water into the hot water to warm up. That's why the Mishnah taught us the reverse situation as well. Ask the Gemara, Hanami Pshita. So that is also obvious. Why does the Mishnah have to teach us that halacha? Answers the Gemara. Ma'adu Teima, Dema Asot Muni Beremetz. It will going to allow you to put the hat Nigzer, Dema Asot Muni Beremetz. It will going to let you put out the cold water into the sun. You may put it into coals. And putting something into coals on Shabbos, as we learned at the beginning of the Masechta, is a question of Atmana, Kamash Malon, that we're not concerned. Says the Gemara, Misha Noshru, somebody whose clothing got wet, he could put it out, but he can't put it out in a way that people will see because there's a concern of Maris Ayin. Amar Yudam Rav, Kamakam Shosru Chamab Ne Maris Ayin, wherever Chazal said that something is also because of Maris Ayin, Afilu B'chadri Chadorim Asur. It doesn't make a difference if it's public or private. Maris Ayin is under all circumstances. Asked the Gemara, but then we just learn in our Mishnah, Tanan, that where there's a concern that somebody's going to think that you wash your clothing on Shabbos. So the Mishnah taught us, Shaitan B'chama, put them out to dry in the sun, Am. So we see that we do differentiate by Marasayin between somewhere which is private and not. Answers the Gemara, Tanaihi. This is actually a Machloikis Tanoim. The Tanya Shaitum Chama Veloika Negar Am, that is the opinion of the Tanakama, Rabbi Lazar of Shimon Oisrim, because they hold Marasayin is also under all circumstances. Taisus Mesechta Ksuba Staf Samachom and Aleph, Divrei Amaskel Memachem, says that even those that hold that you're not allowed that Marasayin is also even Bechadri Chadorim, that's only in a situation where they may accuse you that you were over in Issa Deraisa. Like in our Gemara, where people will accuse the person, perhaps, that he washed his clothing on Shabbos, kvisa of clothing on Shabbos is Issa Deraisa. But in a situation where they won't, even if they're going to accuse you that you did something wrong, they're not going to accuse you that you did an Issa Deraisa. There is no din that Maris Ayin is also Bechadri Chadorim. That's actually the way the Mishnah Berurah paskins in Simon Shin Aleph, Sif Kotten Kuf Samachay. Continues the Gemara, Amar Rav Huna, Hamanah Talesa B'Shabbos. If somebody cleans off his talis on Shabbos, so now the question here is, a question of Malabin. So then says the Gemara, he's Chayiv Chattas for doing the Malach of Malabin. And the way Rashi learns the Gemara, which is the way we're going to learn the Gemara as well, your clothing got dirty, your clothing got dusty, and you want to clean it off. And now the question is that a Nisra Malabin or not? Taisus, however, disagrees. Taisus says that just taking dust off your clothing is not a Issa Malabim in the Raisa. And because Taisus says you only over Issa Malabim only when you wash it with water. And therefore, Taisus explains that we're referring here to a situation with water. Actually, Reb Kivager asks that Rashi earlier in Amasechta as well said, Ein Libam El B'mayim. So why here is Rashi seem to learn that you could be over the Avera of the Malach of Liban just without any water? Should Asar Tzion and Simon Shin Beis, Sif Kotten Mem Aleph, answers this tradition. He says, something which is dirt, which is normally removed without water, so even if you clean it without water, it's Malabin even without water. But something, a type of stain that's only removed with water, so there, cleaning it without water is not considered Malabin. So again, says the Gemara, Amanah Talesa B'Shabbos, if somebody cleans his clothing, Shabbos Chayiv Chatos. However, says the Gemara, V'loy Amaron, when was this said? El B'Chadati, new clothing, Abatiki, old clothing, less Lambo. And as the Beis Yosef and the Bach say, the definition of Chadati and Atiki is if it looks new, it's still new, and if it doesn't look new anymore, it's not new. Furthermore, says the Gemara, V'loy Amaron, when was this said? Be'uchmi, by black clothing. There, dust is very noticeable, and therefore people are makbid on it, and it's considered you did Liban. Ava b'chivri v'sumki, white clothing or red clothing, where people aren't, where it's not so obvious, less lambo, it's not so obvious that you're cleaning it, less lambo, there's no problem. And furthermore, says the Gemara, v'hoda kupir alayu, when is there a concern? If it bothers you, that this, if this dirt bothers you, but if the dirt doesn't bother you, then it doesn't make a difference. Says the Gemara, Ula Iklu Pampadisa, Ula once came to Pampadisa, Chaz Rabbanim to Kamenapsu Gilimayu, and he found Rabbanim who were cleaning their garments. Amar Kamachalina Rabbanim Shabsa. It seems that Rabbanim, the Talmidim in the Yeshiva, are being Mechal Shabbos, they're doing the Malacha of Liban. Amar of Yehuda, Nefutsi Nefatsil Abape, you may clear off your clothing in front of Ula. Why? The nan loy kaptina midi, we don't care. And therefore, if we don't care, as we just learned, it's not considered a maisa liban. Says the Gemara, Abai have a koi kameh der Rabbi Yosef. Abai was standing in front of Rabbi Yosef. Amle havle kumasoi, bring me my hat. Chazu de ikatala layu. He saw that there was du, tau, on the hat. Have a kumachasim lemisrele. So he was reluctant to give him the hat, because he was concerned that he's going to clear off the hat, and I'll be my libun. Amalei, on the first shaday, you could wipe off the dew from the hat, and then look up din amidi, and a situation where you don't care, then the halacha is that there's no problem of libun. So the Bi'a halacha, in Simon Shin Beis, Divrei HaMaskel Allah, says, to be chayiv for libun d'oraisa, you have to have three conditions. It has to be a new garment, it has to be black, and it has to be that you care about. If it doesn't have all three conditions, then it's not osur. So the question has to be aloha. So our Gemara tells us that Ula came and he saw the Rabbanim were cleaning the clothing, and he right away decided they were Mechal Shabbos. But why did Ula say that? Maybe these are indeed individuals that don't care. So the Bi'a Halacha says that when you have, because of that, the Bi'a Halacha says, when you have a new garment that's black, we could assume that people are makbid not to wear it until they clear it. And therefore, unless you know for sure that the owner doesn't care, you have to be machmer. The Bi'a Halacha also discusses in that simon, in Divrei HaMaskel V'Hu, what's the halacha if somebody clears off the dust on somebody else's beged? Who's paid the counts? Is it the one who owns the beged? Or is it the one that's doing the actual clearing off the dust? And so he says that that may be the discussion in our Gemara that we just learned between Abaya and Rabbi Yosef. And he thought that even if Rabbi Yosef doesn't care, but Abaya is the kind of individual who cares, and maybe Abaya, and therefore Abaya may not do it, told him Rabbi Yosef that the one that makes the difference is the one who owns the garment. So I saw some interesting questions around this. The Bi'ar Locha also, for who Shemakbid there in Simon Shen Beis, discusses what's the Locha if you have, we just said about somebody else on my garment. What's the Locha of a Gabbai? The Gabbai of the Shul, he doesn't own the different things in the Shul, but he is in charge. So the Sefer Chashukei Chemed, Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein Shlita, says that he asked that question to Rav Chaim Kanievsky Shlita, and Rav Chaim Kanievsky said that as far as this halacha is concerned, if you're the person in charge, it's considered like you're beged. Then the Chashukei Chemed discusses another situation. The question is that let's say you're an individual that normally is not makbid, but you're going somewhere, you're going where you are careful, where you are makbid, how you would look. So does it change according to the current situation? So he paskins based on the Sfas Emes. He says, if somebody is usually not makbid, just sometimes he's makbid, then he says that it's not considered a situation of makbid. So he says 2 points. Number one, he says, as we just said from the Bi'ar Locha, that it depends on the owner. That's the one that makes the difference. And number two, he says, if usually you're not makbid, even if one time you were makbid, it doesn't make a difference. But now, there's an interesting question that the Chashukei Chemed quotes the Shalos HaTshuvos Rav Ha'alim. We know that if somebody does a melacha on Shabbos b'mezid, he can't have anah from that melacha forever. So let's say somebody cleaned a beggar on Shabbos, and he was makbid, all the conditions that we've learned in our Gemara, and therefore it's considered that he did the melacha of kibbutz. So now, what are you supposed to do? You'll say, the simple eitzah is get it dirty again, and therefore what you did didn't accomplish anything. But he says, if you'll get it dirty again, that doesn't take away what happened, that you cleaned it when you weren't supposed to clean it, already happened, and that can't be reversed. He doesn't therefore say clearly what should be done. He doesn't say clearly what should be done when this happened. Says the Gemara, Amar Yitzchak by Yosef Amar B'Yosef. Hayotzei B'talos M'kupelos M'nachs like Sefer B'Shabbos. If somebody walks out on Shabbos from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah wearing a talus that's on his shoulders, that means you have a very large four-cornered garment, like our talasim, and in the time of Shas, they didn't just wear a talus because when they davened, that was the kind of garment they wore all the time. And the way it was worn, that was over the head and shoulders, and most of the body was covered by it. Here, our Gemara discusses a case where a person doesn't want this garment to drape behind him, and therefore he lifted the back of the garment onto his shoulders. So now the question is, that's not the way this garment is normally worn. And as we discussed numerous times in our shiurim, levush, wearing a garment on Shabbos, is not considered haitzah. But here he's not wearing it in the normal fashion. Since he's not wearing it in a normal fashion, maybe it should be considered haitzah. And indeed, he said, if somebody wore a garment that way, he's chayv chatas for carrying on Shabbos. And tanya nami hochi, and indeed, so do we learn in a braisa. Soichri ksus hayotz metalis, b'kolos mekupolos u'menochos aksefim b'Shabbos, they lift up the back of the garment, they wear it around their shoulder, chayav and chatas. Says the braisa, v'loi, soichri ksus b'lvar amru. it's not only said to people who sell garments, El Kol Adam, everybody who would wear a garment that way would be chayiv. El Shadakan Shem Moichim, let's say, Kach, they sometimes wear the garments that way. Still, he's teaching us that you're chayiv. And as the chiddush of this brisa, as the Rishonim explained, is that since they wear the garment that way, that's why they're potter. But if it was not the way they would wear it normally, yichayev chatas. Chavoni, continues the brisa, Chavoni hayotze b'mor zot sturen lebestinoi, if a shopkeeper goes out with money tied into his garment, chayev chatas. V'loi chavoni b'lvar amr al kol adam, ashadak al chavoni lotzeis, kach, and therefore is chayiv for carrying on Shabbos. Veritonim, people who came from a place called Ratan, Yoitzin b'mitzudorim akseifam, they could wear kerchiefs. Not, this is really not a garment. This is just more like a scarf. They could walk around with scarves around their necks, on their shoulders. V'loi ratanim b'vad amru, this halacha wasn't only said to them, el kol adam, it applies to everyone. El shadaka shatanim lots of pekach. This is the way that they walk, and since that's the way that they walk, that's why we have to be. That's why it's not. It's considered a derech malbush, and anything that's considered a derech malbush is mutter. And as the Mishnah Berurah and Siman Shin Aleph Sifkotn Kuf Chav Zayin explains this Gemara, he says nobody used to wear a talus in those days around their shoulders. And therefore, even though there were some people that wore it that way, since most people didn't wear it that way, somebody who walks out on Shabbos that way is chayiv chatas. But the scarf is very common to wear it that way. So even if you don't necessarily wear it that way, the fact that so many other people wear it that way, it's enough that you shouldn't be chayiv on Shabbos. He walked out with this scarf around his shoulders on Shabbos. He tied a thread of it around his finger that in case it falls off, he should remember that I'm not allowed to carry it on Shabbos. And when this issue came up to the Chacham, Amar Afila Einu Mekruchalei Betzpoy, even if he didn't have that thread tied around his finger, he would be allowed to walk around Shabbos that way. Darsh Rav Nachman Bar Rav Chizda, Mishmeid Rav Chizda, Halacha, and that is indeed the Halacha, Abish Einu Mekruchalei Betzpoy, so even though there's nothing tied around his finger, he could walk out on Shabbos that way. Ula Iklebei Asibrahini, Bominei, Ma'o Lassus, Marza B'Shabbos. Could you make out of the garment that you're wearing, could you make a marzev? A marzev is a gutter. In other words, could you wear the garment in a way that the water will roll down? The Gemara is going to explain it. We can't wear our garments that way on Shabbos. Ask the Gemara, my marzev, what was meant? The type of pockets that when in those days when people wore long garments to ensure that the garment didn't drag on the floor, they would create like a ruffle. And the ruffle would be fastened in place with threads. And these threads looked like a pocket, a gutter. And that's why they're called marzev. Forming these ruffles and fastening them into place on Shabbos, Al Gemara said is Osir, because Rashi explains that it's considered makabah patish, you're making the garment into a garment, you're making it into a wearable garment. Others say that the discussion in our Gemara is not around the halacha of makabah patish. The halacha is, as we've been learning throughout the shir, the question is that considered wearing a garment or is it considered carrying a garment? And if it's considered carrying a garment, then obviously it would be usur, because if it's not b'derech malbush, then you're not allowed to wear it on Shabbos because of carrying. It says the Gemara, Rav Yirmiyahu Yosef Kamei Rav Zeira. Rabbi Yirmiyahu was once in front of Rabbi Zeira. Amalei hachimai. The way I fold my beged, is it considered a marzav and it's osur or not? Amalei, he said, indeed it's osur. And then he showed him a different way. Vachimai, if I did it this way, what would be the halacha? Amalei, he said, that too would be osur. Amra papa. Nekoyit haiklal biyotcha. What's the rule to follow? So he said, kol adata l'nechnufei, wherever he did it, to be permanent, to make this packet in a permanent way, that's osur, because as we learned before, that's considered a tikkun keli, it's considered makom patush. Kol d'lasnos, if you just want to do it because you want to make it should look nicer, shari it's mutter. He used to fold his talus in a way that it should look nice, and that is permitted. Yosser of Dimi, when Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, Omar, Pamachas Yotzer Rebbe L'soda, once Rebbe went out to the field on Shabbos, Vayishneitz Nidei Talitzoi Menachas Aksifoi, the two sides of his talus from the right and the left were on his shoulders. In those days, they did not normally wear the talesim on the shoulders. They wore it more like a cape. Omar in front of Yeshua ben Chamav Shereb Meya, Bezula Chayv Remei Chattis. Wearing your talus that way, you're not Chayv Chattis that Vamalei. Didik Remei Atkan, was Remei so careful that, and the way he wore the talus, and that's why he was so makbid. So he saw that this is a shaila, and because he saw that this is a shaila, that's why he was careful to put it down on the side. The story did not happen with Yeshua ben Sirus. It was Yeshua ben Papsai Haya, Chosna Sheber Kiva. The story happened with Yeshua ben Kufsai, who was Rebbe Kiva's son-in-law. Amma Bezula Chai Rebbe Kiva Chattis. Rav Kiva says for wearing your talus that way, it's not considered that you're carrying on Shabbos. Amalei, did the Rav Kiva at Kan? Would there be a question that this would be considered Chil Shabbos? If there's even a question, Shilso Talisai, he brought his talus down all the way to avoid any question. Ki Osir of Shmuel by Yehuda, Amma Nishal Itma. It wasn't that anybody actually walked out with their talus that way. They asked the Shaila, may you walk out with your talus that way? And they were told that's not that it is, but once they saw that's the Shaila, they avoided doing it. Says the Mishnah, somebody who washes himself in the water that's in a cave, in an enclosed area, or in Tveria water, in the stapik, and he dries himself off, a fil be'eselan tos, even if he used 10 towels, and therefore none of these towels are really that wet, still the halacha is, lo yiviyem biyodai, he shouldn't carry it with his hand, for we are concerned that he may come to do the melacha of schita. However, says the Mishnah, avasar b'nei adam, if you have 10 people that wash together at the same time, mislan mistab, they may dry themselves baluntas achas with one towel pnei medem v'regleim, and it's Rashi says it's not only pnei medem v'regleim, it's even their whole body. But others say that the Mishnah says specifically pnei medem v'regleim because on Shabbos you can't wash your whole body. So to make mention of that halacha, the Mishnah only speaks about pnei medem v'regleim. But whatever fashion it was that you wash yourself, and you were allowed to wash yourself, they can then carry it, Messina, Adam, they could carry it, and we're not concerned about Tzchita because one will remind the other. And we actually had such a halacha at the beginning of the Masechta, where we learned that on Shabbos, La Yikra, La Ar Haner, you're not allowed to read by candlelight, for we are concerned Shemayata, you may tilt the candle, but we learned that if two people are learning together, the halacha is that if one will remind the other, and then it's permissible. And therefore, says the Rashba, when our Mishnah teaches us that you could do this, doesn't mean specifically that you have to have 10 people. Even two people are adequate, as long as you have somebody else that will remind you, then you could do it. So if Taisus asks, but why is there no concern of kibbutz? We just learned the halacha of kibbutz, and why is that not a concern in our Mishnah? So Taisus answers that here we're dealing with a clean towel, and by clean towel, there is no iser kibbutz. Moreover, Taisus says that if you use a towel, you get it wet, you're doing the opposite of kibbutz. You're getting it dirty and wet. That can't be considered an iser of kibbutz. Moreover, says the Rambam, that if somebody used 10 towels, even if the last towel is not wet, the halacha is, doesn't make a difference. Whatever the halacha is, that we're saying by many people it's mutter, or maybe by one person it's asur, we don't start evaluating how wet or dry the towel is. So our Mishnah discussed the halacha of dealing with a wet towel, and our Mishnah says that we're concerned that it may get, that you may do schita. The Gemara, as we're going to learn later in the shir, Rabbi Yochanan, however, says that the halacha doesn't follow our Mishnah. Rather, you're allowed to carry a wet towel home from the bathhouse. Of course, we're not talking about Hilchos Hatzor, a city that has an Erev. It's very interesting. On one hand, there are more paskins that you're not supposed to handle wet clothing on Shabbos. On the other hand, there are more paskins like Rabbi Yochanan that you're allowed to carry a wet towel home from the bathhouse. So, the Vilna Gaon, so some say the difference is between a towel and other clothing. The Vilna Gaon says that towels, people don't care by towels if they get wet. Ein makbid al meimav. When the Rama says that you're not allowed to hold wet clothing on Shabbos, we're only talking about not a towel, we're talking about clothing. The Magen Avraham says the reason the Rama is more lenient with towels, because the people, we have to be practical, and people have to be able to dry themselves on Shabbos. You need not wear wet clothing on Shabbos, but you need to have a way of drying yourself on Shabbos. And therefore, since a person has to have that practical, has to have the ability, that's why the Rama is more lenient by towels than with clothing. Says the Mishnah, Sochen, we could smear ourselves with oil on our body on Shabbos. Umishamshin, we may vigorously massage our body. Avloy misamlim, we could massage our body not vigorously. Avloy misamlim, we may not do so vigorously. Avloy miskarin, we can't scrape the skin. So Rashi and Rambam have a machloikish. What's the reason this is asur? Rashi seems to learn that misamlim is asur because of uvda d'chol. The Rambam seems to learn that the isur is because of refuah. Continues the Mishnah. En yardin l'kudima, we may not go down to the Kudima River on Shabbos. Vein ma'atzim, vein oisav ketuzim, they used to cause themselves to vomit. We'll discuss this all in the Gemara. Vein ma'atzim sakotin, we may not straighten the limbs of an infant. Vein machzirin sasheba, we may not set a broken bone. Obviously, all of these situations are where there's no issue of sakonis nefashis. Misha nifrika yard of iragli, if somebody's hand or foot became dislocated, la yitfe mitzainan, he can massage them with cold water if you're just doing that one aver, because then it's obvious that you're doing it letzarech refua. Avroichetzu kedarkoi, he could wash himself in the normal fashion. And as the Miri explains, if you're washing yourself in the normal fashion and you're washing your entire body, then it's not obvious that you're doing it letzarech refua. And if you do so, then nisrapa, then it's mutter. Says the Gemara, Ketani, our Mishnah spoke about Meimara and Meitferia. So suggest the Gemara, Ketanya, Ketani Meimar, Dumi the Mei Tveria. When we speak about the Meimar, it's similar to the Mei Tveria. Ma Mech Tveria Chamin. So, just like the Mei Tveria, we know a hat. Af Meimara, that are discussed in our Mishnah, we're obviously speaking about Hat Meimara. And the fact that the Mishnah, says the Gemara, used the word Haroichitz, if you did so, is an indication that the Eved in, that only with the Eved you should. You're allowed to do it. L'chatchila, a person is not allowed to wash himself that way. Mechlal, what is it clear from our Mishnah? The l'hishtatef, that the halacha is to immerse yourself, the shtatef kol gufoy. If somebody is just not immersing himself, but just rinsing himself, I feel l'chatchila shabbat dami, that may be done in Shabbos. Mani, whose opinion does that reflect? Says the Gemara of Shimon. It reflects the opinion of Shimon. The Tanya lo yishashif yishtatif adam bein b'cham bein mitzoynim. A person may not rinse his entire body with either hot water or cold water on Shabbos. Divrei Reb Meir. That's the opinion of Reb Meir. Reb Shimon matter. Reb Shimon says that you may rinse the entire body, obviously only with hot water, even with hot water, but obviously only with hot water that was heated before Shabbos. Yudaimer, b'cham and aser, hot water is aser, but sign and mutter, because we're concerned by hot water that you're going to perhaps chas v'sholem heat the water on Shabbos. When the stopping, and we learned that you could dry yourself a fil b'aser aluntas with 10 towels. Says the Gemara Reisha Revusu Kamashmon. The first part of our Mishnah teaches us a chiddush, the sefer Kamashmon, and the second part of the Mishnah teaches us a chiddush, and explains the Gemara. Reisha Revusu Kamashmon. What's the chiddush of the Reisha? The filo hani the loin the fisher b'mayim, even towels that don't have a lot of water in them, since they were used by many, since they use so many towels, so obviously there's not a lot of water. Kivin the chadhu, since it's only one person carrying him, also they schita, we have to be worried about schita. The sefer of Usha Kamashalon, and the chiddush the sefer, the fila hani than the fisher b'mayim, even a situation where they're very wet, still, kivin the rabbininu, since there are many people that are wearing, that are carrying it, and as we explained when we learned the Mishnah, so they're going to, each one is going to remind each other, mitkri hadadi, they remind each other, and therefore we could be lenient. Of course, as I mentioned earlier, the Mishnah Berurah in Simen Shin Ches Sifkaten Samach Gimel says that if you had a begin, this is very relevant l'aloch l'maisa. Let's say somebody had clothing in the dryer. We're not speaking about the ability to open the dryer. Let's say there is no issue in opening the dryer. But if you had you had clothing out on the clothesline that was very wet, bein hashmashes, not wearable. Anything that's very wet and not wearable, bein hashmashes, becomes muksa. And once it becomes muksa, the considerations that we're learning in our Gemara don't apply. Says the Gemara. Tana Rabbanan. Mistapik Adam Baluntas. We're allowed to draw, one is allowed to dry himself with a towel. Umanich b'chaloyim. And he could put it, they used to have such cubbies by the windows of the bathhouse where they kept the wet towels. V'loyim serenu l'alurim. But you may not give the towel to the people who work in the bathhouse. They're not reliable. We have to be concerned that they're going to do schita on Shabbos. Shimon Omer, mistapik balutas achas. You're allowed to use one towel. You could carry it home, and we're not concerned for schita. What is the halacha? Omelei harab Shimon harabi v'hash. We have all these people that allow you to carry the towel home, and therefore that's the halacha. Rav Shimon had the Gemara, and the Gemara tells us who are all these opinions. We just learned before Rav Shimon says that you could carry your towel home on Shabbos. Rebbe, where do we see the Rebbe holds that way? The Tanya Amar Rebbe, Kishinu Lameidim Torah, Eitzel Rav Shimon B'Tekoya. when we were learning Torah by Reb Shimon and Tekoya, Hayin Malin Shemin Valuntis, we used to take oil that we shmir on ourselves and the towel, Michatz Lagag, Migag Lakarfif. It was all outside areas which weren't the Rosh Hashanah or Karmelis. We discussed early in our Masech that Reb Shimon holds that something that was outdoors in those areas on Shabbos you may carry. Atchem Megin Etzemai Mayon, until we got to the spring, Shion Richtzu, by where we washed. And obviously, it says the Gemara, they didn't leave it there, says Rashi, that they carried it home. So you see that you could carry the tile home and we're not worried about chatzitza. Shmuel, Damar Yudom Shmuel, Mestapik Adam Baluntas, you could wash, dry yourself with a towel. On Via Biyadal Tech Besoy, Rabbi Yochanan, Damar Rabbi Chivar Abba Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Halacha Mestapik Adam Baluntas, a person could dry himself with a towel. On Via Biyadal Tech Besoy, and bring it home. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, ask the Gemara, Mi Amar Rabbi Yochanan Hachi, did Rabbi Yochanan indeed allow somebody to carry a towel home, a wet towel? V'am Rabbi Yochanan, we have a rule throughout Shas that Rabbi Yochanan always paskins halach k'stam mishnah. And the reason he paskins like k'stam mishnah, explained the Rishonim, is when Rabbi composed, authored the Mishnayis, if he saw an opinion that he held was halachically correct, he mentioned it anonymously to show that this is the halacha. So our Mishnah taught us the stopping I feel best aluntus lo yivim biyadam, that you're not allowed to carry a towel home. So how could you say that Rabbi Yochanan allows you to carry a towel home? Rabbi Yochanan supposedly, seemingly, should follow the opinion of the Stam Mishnah. Answers the Gemara: Hahu kben chaninoi chachinoi masnalei. Our Mishnah, Rabbi Yochanan's version of our Mishnah, had at the end of it Divrei ben Chachinoi. So it's only the opinion of ben Chachinoi. So it's not a Stam Mishnah, so he's not obligated to follow that opinion. Omer Rab Chibar Abba Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Halurian Maven Belurian Noshim. The people who worked in the bathhouses could bring bath towels on Shabbos to the Beibani, to the bathhouse that the women should use after they use the mikvah. Obviously, however, there's an issue of carrying them. So what did they do? They should wrap the body around with those towels. And if you wrap your body around it, as we discussed earlier, it becomes a malbush. And if it becomes a malbush, it's mutter. And I saw that the halacha, the paiskim say, that even in a situation where you're wearing a number of them, one on top of the other, so still, since they're being worn in that fashion, they're considered a malbush that we're learning. Of course, you're allowed to wear a malbush on Shabbos. Sakinta, a large scarf that people wore around their heads and was draped on the body, on the shoulders. Arm of Abim Bar Chizda, Arm of Yochanan, Tzarech L'kasha Shnei K'shirei L'mata. You have to tie it together to make sure it doesn't fall off. The place to tie it is lamata mikzvayim, below the shoulders, to make sure that it's firm and not going to fall off. Amalu Rav Lebnei Mechuzah, kimavrisim ani lebechila. When you're taking clothing for the soldiers, shavivu luhu lamata mikzvayim. Make sure, as we discussed earlier in the shiur, to wear those clothing in a way that they go below the shoulders. Because if you're not going to make sure to wear the clothing when they go below the shoulders, that's not going to be considered a derech malbush. And if it's not a derech malbush, we have a real, as we've been learning over and over, we have a real halachic concern. Says the Gemara, Sochen, we could smear oil on the body, and we can massage the body. Tanabonim, Sochen, Mishamshin, B'nai Mayim, B'Shabbos, we could smear oil on the body on Shabbos and massage them. However, it has to be done differently than it's done during the week. Hechi Ovid, how is it done differently? Rav Chama Bar Chanina Omer, soch, first put on the oil and then vachkach mishamish, then massage it, because during the week usually they used to massage and then put on the oil. Rav Yochanan Omer, soch mishamish b'vas achas, Even smearing and massaging at the same time is considered enough of a shinui, because during the week they did the massaging before the oil, and therefore that's enough of a shinui. Avalai Mesamlin, we said you're not allowed to do it vigorously. Amar Rav Chiya bar Abba, Amar Rav Yochanan, Oslami b'karka shal dimusus. A person may not stand on the ceiling, on the floor of the Dimusus River. Neshim melas, it causes the body to get hot, or merapa, and it causes him to get well. So both concerns that we mentioned earlier, whether it's of the dechol or whether it's refuah, are very applicable. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Marav, call your man shal dimusus, esrim v'echajoyim. There are only 21 days in the year where going into that river is a refuah. And when are they? And that Saras min aminyan. Shavuos is during that time. Ibailuhu. And the question that they asked in the yeshiva was a Saras lahai gisa. Is a Saras the beginning of the 21 days? Or a Saras lahai gisa is at the end of the 21 days? Toshma, Dom Shmuel, Kulishaknayim. Any beverages that people drink for refuah, from Pesach to Shavuos, Malu is the best time. Says the Gemara, so we see that from there that Shavuos is the end of the period. Says the Gemara, it's not a Raya. The Mahasim who the Kama the Kara Al-Mamali. Maybe for those medicines, we want to drink them in a time when the world is colder. Aval Hocha, we want to go to this river when the world is hotter. Mishum Havla. Maybe the hotter it is, and that's why Shavuos is the beginning of the time. So I saw that both the Bnei Yisachar and the Chasam Sofer say that we see in our Gemara that the best time for a refuah is from Pesach till Shavuos. And the Bnei Yisachar says that what month are those days in? That's the month of Iyar. And he says that the word Iyar stands for Ani Hashem Roifecho. The best time of the year for a person to get well is during the time of Iyar. Says the Gemara Amrav Chelba, Chamra de Pergisa, the wine from Pergisa, or Mai de Demiusus, the hot water from Demiusus, Kipchu Ser Shvatim Yisrael. They got involved in these worldly luxuries, and that caused them to act inappropriately. Says the Gemara, Rav Elazar ben Arach came to this place. Imshich Basrayu. He got involved in these, in the worldly, in all these luxuries. And Akatamudei, and he forgot his learning. And the way the Mefarshim explained, the Medrash explains, was that he and the others were Talmidim of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. And after Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was Nifter, the Talmidim all went to Yavna. Rabbi Elazar ben Arach's wife lived in this city called Imos, which was where they had these luxuries. He didn't want to go with them to Yavna. His wife told him, but he wanted to be together with his chavrusas. So his wife told him, don't worry, they'll come to you. But they didn't. And he got involved in these worldly luxuries. Kihadar, when he realized that they're not coming, and he went to Yavna, also come l'mikra b'sifra, he took out a Sefer Torah, and bought l'mikra, and he wanted to read Achodesh Zelochem, and instead of reading Achodesh Zelochem, he had become so removed from Torah, what happened was, he said, Hacherish Hayalibam. And why do you start with Achodesh Zelochem? Because as Rashi teaches us at the beginning of Chumash, that's the first mitzvah. But here, Charish HaYalibam, getting involved in this luxuries, caused them to be separated from the Torah. Boy Rabban Rachmelei, that his colleagues saw what happened, V'hod HaTalmudei, they davened for him, and he remembered his learning. V'hayin HaTanan, Rabbi Neroi Omer, have a goyel al-makam Torah, go to where the Talmidei Chachamim live and learn. V'al time, don't say, Shi Tavach Rechop, that they'll come to you, like he thought. Because what will happen is, Chavarecha Yekima B'yotcha, they'll become Talmid Chachamim, V'abinos Chal Tishon, don't rely that you can live in a place where there are no Talmid Chachamim. Tana, Loi Reb Neroi Shmoi. His name wasn't really Reb Neroi. El Reb Nechem Yishmoi. V'amri Reb Elazar ben Arach Shmoi. V'lama Nikra Shmoi Reb Neroi. Why was he called Neroi? Shemana Eina Chacham Ba'alocha. He taught the Talmid Chachamim the importance the important Divrei Halacha. And somebody who teaches other people the important Divrei Halacha gets this title of Neharoi. Avloi Misgarin. We learned in the Mishnah that you're not allowed to scrape yourself. Tanarban ain't garim mizgeres b'Shabbos. You can't use a regular scraper in Shabbos. Shimon Gamliel mehay raglav meluchos betita betzoya. His feet are dirty. Garer kedarke vein chayshish. Rav Shmuel by Yehuda avdalei ime. His mother made him megarta de kaspa, a silver scraper. And many suggest that this is the basis for the famous psak. Rav Moshe discusses this in the Igros Moshe. That this is the basis of the psak of the Mishnah Berurah and Simon Shin Gimel, that you should have a special comb for Shabbos.